This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. We're just 10 days away from when Governor Charlie Baker's emergency order shutting down non-essential businesses expires, and it's unclear if he'll extend it. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us from our Statehouse Bureau. And Steve, it seems as if the governor remains reluctant to say when any businesses will reopen.
Yeah, that's for sure. Several reporters, myself included, tried to pin him down on that. The governor's order expires on May 4th, which, as you said, is just 10 days away. He's been saying that before businesses can reopen, we need to see 2 weeks of declines in new cases, as well as a reduction in hospitalizations. It's that kind of information that will inform his decision.
We're going to continue to follow the data. And we'll have more to say about it when we get a little closer. I get the fact that people would like an answer. But any answer I give you today wouldn't be worth very much because it's going to be driven by what happens over the course of the next 2 weeks, which I don't have a crystal ball, I can't predict.
The governor also said, though, that the surge has not been as bad as he expected, right?
Yeah, the governor said because of all the work that people have been doing social distancing, the spread of the virus was slowed. We end up with a slower climb to the peak of the surge, and that's where we remain right now. He says he hasn't seen anything in the daily data that would suggest that we're over the peak and heading down the other side.
Speaking of daily data, do we have the latest coronavirus figures out of the Department of Public Health?
I wish I could say we did, but we don't at this point. Usually they come out around 4 o'clock, waiting around 4 o'clock. Keep hitting that website to see when they come out. Sending an email over to the DPH. They said those numbers are coming, but they won't make it for our 5:30 report today.
Steve, we learned more today about some waivers that the state is seeking from the federal government to deal with the pandemic. What exact waivers is the state looking for, and why do they have to ask the feds?
Well, a lot of the money that the state distributes through for food security and insurance programs are actually federal tax dollars, so the state doesn't have a lot of leeway to make any changes. Because of the unusual situation right now with the state of emergency, many changes are needed. Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says the state wants to waive some Medicare requirements.
So our requests include expanding Medicare telehealth coverage to include services provided by phone as well as video, to increase access to health care for seniors and individuals with disabilities who may not have readily available access to video technology.
As Sutter said, this is important for elders and people with disability to have safe health care coverage. She says the feds have been very quick in their response and often approves these waivers.
So maybe it's because we're at the end of another long week, but Governor Baker seemed somewhat upbeat during his briefing today. And I know you were in the room, of course. He points you out. Did you sense that as well, Steve?
Yeah, I did. You know, he's been doing these briefings almost daily since mid-March, and it's been all business. Obviously, this is a very serious pandemic, and it's no laughing matter. But today, the governor seemed a little more jovial. For the first time, he was actually joking with reporters before beginning his prepared remarks, something he used to do more before the pandemic hit. It could be that he's seen some of the preliminary data that might be indicating we're coming out of the surge soon, and that maybe there is light at the end of the tunnel. It could also be that he was happy to have his Commissioner of Public Health, Dr. Monica Burrell, back at the briefings after she was out for 4 weeks with a case of COVID-19.
It was nice to see her there. Dr. Burrell, she spoke, in fact, to Bob Oakes this morning on Morning Edition. What did she say at the briefing today?
Yeah, she said she wanted to acknowledge the suffering and loss of life that COVID-19 is causing. She wished everyone who is currently suffering from the virus a speedy recovery. She said there's a wide spectrum of this disease, with some people having no symptoms at all to others being put on breathing tubes in the ICU. She says she got caught somewhere in between.
It really goes to show the importance that all of us are vulnerable to potentially get this infection, to pass it on to others. Even if you don't have underlying conditions that put you at risk, like myself, you can get this virus. And that's why this is such a community effort to stay safe together.
The governor said it has been a scary time for Commissioner Burrell and her family, and that he's glad to have her back.
Thank you very much. WBUR Senior Statehouse Reporter Steve Brown, thanks again.
Thanks, Lisa.